Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I am your host, Megan Johnson. Alrighty, there's nothing I need to keep you abreast of, so let's get into the quote. Today is a Seneca quote, and the quote is, "Hang on to your youthful enthusiasm. You'll be able to use it, or you'll be able to use them better when you're older." You're able to use your youthful enthusiasm better when you're older, is what Mr. Seneca is saying. Which can be true to an extent. I know for many people that they get more disillusioned and craggy as they get older. And maybe a little more cantankerous. However, I think what he means is that you'll need it more when you're older, because it's easy to be young and enthusiastic. However, as you've dealt with people and with the world and with how people, you know, have a tendency to act, you'll need that youthful enthusiasm as you age. And not just that, it's good to still be enthusiastic regardless of how old you are. It's good to wake up with a vigor, a zest, a love for life. That's the important thing. Yeah, people might sometimes let you down. Yeah, sometimes you might fail. But the important thing is that you're still excited to wake up and live every day. That's the main goal here. Because you woke up, not everybody does. We're lucky for that. Think about that. Think about what it means to you. What does youthful enthusiasm? It'll be a little bit different for everybody. And just think about when you were young and excitable. What got you going? What got you fired up? Are those same things still getting you fired up today? Or is maybe something else getting you fired up? There is no right or wrong answer to this. It's just about understanding yourself and what makes you excited. What lights the fire under your butt to get you moving? You know, just think about that. Think about what you can be enthusiastic about. Do a little bit more of that in your life. Maybe it's start writing again. Start painting again. Start drumming. Maybe you want to start drumming or playing your musical instrument again. Find something that you can be youthfully excited about. And get excited about it. And make it a part of your life and your routine for a little bit. Because having excitement is a bit on the contagious side. If you're able to cultivate it in things that you used to do that excite you, it can transfer into other things, other parts of your life. And then use that to be a happier, healthier, more well-rounded version of yourself. I do apologize for that alarm a second ago. That was my fail-safe alarm. If for some reason I've snoozed all other alarms, that alarm is like, hey, wake up now, go. If you leave within 5 minutes, you can still get to work on time. So, anyways, I do apologize for that alarm squawking at you. I do generally turn it off. I totally forgot this morning. But find something that makes you excited, enthusiastic. Do more of it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think I've talked about this quote quite a bit and probably enough for today. So, thank you for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. Yes, it's a bit of a shorter episode, but I guess that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. Anyways, if you like what you've heard, please rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast catcher of choice. If you'd like to check out the show notes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. And lastly, if you would like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, I cannot speak this morning. You can do so on all of those platforms by searching for @thrivingonfat. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will talk to you mañana.